Okay, first of all, I just wanted to apologize for the late posting. I actually lost my voice over the last few days, so Baruch Hashem, Chasdei Hashem, I should say, it's really coming back. I wanted to just put up a Rishon of Vayigash. The Ramban, Kedar HaKodesh, has this incredibly deep insight into the speech of Yehuda, Yidaber Na'av, Dachad, Davar, Be'ozni Adoni, Valyichar Abcha Be'avdacha, Ki Chamocha Kefaro. So the Ramban, in the beginning of his Perush, on this deeply moving, very poignant interaction between Yaakov and Yosef. So he says the Davar is only about one thing. Everything else is a pious and divrei hakdama, and you know, it's kind of a way of building up. But what is the singular Davar is the pidyon, is the fact that Yehuda is prepared to sacrifice the rest of his life so that Binyamin is going to go free. That's the Davar. And then he goes through the whole history, the whole story. But the Ramban says it's really, really only about one thing. Okay, so with the insight of the Ramban in our back pocket, we can then progress and understand the impact of this entire section. So basically what happens is that Yehuda circles back and he tells a story from Yaakov's perspective, which obviously, as we'll talk about, has an enormous impact on Yosef. In terms of his reaction, So atem yidatem, speaking in Yaakov's voice, Yehuda speaking in Yaakov's voice, atem yidatem kishnayim yodale ishti, vayitzei echad meiti v'amar ach tarov toraf. That's obviously Yosef, v'lo reisiv adheno, l'kachten gam etzem im panay v'karav ason, v'horatem esev asi b'ra'a shalo akiyah, v'docha rav esanar mim avi le'mor, im lo avienu eilecha v'chatasi l'avi kol hayamim. So what basically Yehuda is saying about Yaakov is Atem Yidatem Kishnayim Yodali Ishti, as Ramban points out there. This is another affirmation, and this time it's, you know, Hodas Valdin Kimehedim Dami, right? It's one of the Bnei Leah saying this about Rachel, that I'm about to lose two sons, right? So basically, Yehuda is saying, you can't do this to my father because he can't lose two of his sons. He already lost one of them. Okay, so obviously, putting all of this together, the Ramban is saying is that Yehuda made a remarkable transition. Right? Yehuda, who's the one who said, shamefully, ma betza, kina roges achinu, targamunklus, ma mamon, what do we gain from it? Better to sell him. L'chuvenim, krenali ishrenim, v'yadenu al tivo, ki achinu v'sarenu hu. So now, instead of thinking about his own self-interest, Yehuda says, my self-interest, who cares about that? So what accounts for Yehuda's incredible transition from being a person who was transactional, ma betza, ma mamon, how do we benefit from this, to saying, you know, I'll sacrifice everything so my father doesn't have to go through the pain of losing two children. Atem yidatem kishnayim yal dalishti. I mean, the answer is obvious, Yehuda's own experience. Because what happens in Bereishis Perek Lamed Ches is Yehuda losing two of his sons. Right? That's the story. The whole point of that parak is to demonstrate to us the impact on Yehuda of losing two sons, and he was able to think about it from a father's point of view. I know what that pain is of losing two sons. So is the explanation really for the remarkable transformation that Yehuda makes. The singular davar is to get Binyamin out of there, to get Binyamin back home, so that Yaakov won't have to experience the pain that Yehuda knew all too well.